This Steve Jones Show podcast is now loading. The Steve Jones Show podcast is presented by Sunbury Motor Company, Purdy Insurance, Brewers Outlet, and NIL Game Changers. Bringing you an in-depth look at Penn State sports and more, this is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. The Steve Jones Show is presented by Purdy Insurance, Brewers Outlet, NIL Game Changers, and Sunbury Motor Company. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Yes, Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. I've been in touch with Sunbury Motors. I think this is going to be a week where we can get something done. You want to deal with the best? Ford, Kia, Hyundai, the best in new inventory, all, by the way, with great warranties, which is really, see, that's important to me, the warranty part, because when you're sitting there with the warranty part of it, you know, that means you go for 3 years, like, okay. Or in Hyundai, it's a little bit longer than that. It takes care of so much. And great pre-owned inventory with the Sunbury Motors guarantee. And a terrific service department that backs it up every step of the way at Sunbury Motors. 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. And, of course, as always, we are in the Sunbury Motors studio.
You go shopping this week, you might end up with a convertible.
Yeah, it's nice. It's 80. It's 87. Is that already 87 here? Let me see something here.
It was juicy when I walked in.
Nah, it's 81 here. It's supposed to get to 87 today. I mean, it's just beautiful out. And that's actually part of the point I want to make here with the draft. And this is the part that's... Give the NFL credit beyond words. Because they take the single non-action event and turn it into 3 days of theater that people watch in droves and 700,000 turn out for. Really? How about that?
I think Andrew Brandt made the joke that they just watched Roger Goodell read names for 32 names for 3 hours.
But again, that goes back to the original concept of this. And the original concept of this was Chet Simmons, I believe it was Chet Simmons, I think he was the guy in charge of ESPN at the time. And it would make sense that it's him, by the way. Went to then Commissioner Pete Rozelle and said, we'd like to carry the NFL draft, and they looked at him like, what are you talking about? What? All we do is read names off of cards. Right? That's what they told him. That's all we do is read names off of cards. And they were like, no, we can make it work. Now look how they've made it work. They put, of course, 1,000 analysts on the set. They break down every pick. And they have film. Because here's the interesting part of it. They don't interview any of the prospects except for the ones that are there. Think about that. Which prospect did they have on Zoom from their watch party that right? That they have on none, right? They didn't interview anybody. They interviewed except for the players that were physically there. And what were there, 13 of them there?
Yeah, something like that. Now that I think about it, no, they didn't interview anybody, did they?
They don't. Right? You're on for 3 days. 3 days. So Cooper DeJean gets picked by the Eagles. We'll get the Eagles draft in a moment. Cooper DeJean gets picked by the Eagles. Great story. He's coming back from the injury. He can play corner. He could be the slot guy. Or the Eagles could make him a safety. And he'd be a great guy to talk to. But except for the Philadelphia media and those in Iowa City, they're the only ones that got to talk to him. NFL Network, ESPN, nope, didn't talk to him. Now, if you're there, Kaylee Hartung, now I think she was NFL Network. I don't know if who. Yeah, I watched that. I didn't watch ESPN. I just think they do a better job. That's why I went with them. But that's all they do. And people watch it in droves. It's amazing. Because what this does is it takes the single two most popular sports in the United States and merges them for 3 days. Pro football, the NFL, college football. For 3 days, the two most popular sports are merged. So you have Penn State fans, Michigan fans, Texas fans, Alabama fans, USC fans, all watching to see where, quote, their guys get picked. And then you have 32 cities of fans, right, that sit there and can't wait to find out who picked their guy. Penn State fans are all excited Theo Johnson got picked by the Giants. Well, conversely, New York Giant fans are all intrigued about picking Theo Johnson. It's amazing. Because 700,000 people show up over 3 days. Beautiful weekend in Detroit. Couldn't have asked, the Detroit Chamber of Commerce, the Wayne County Chamber of Commerce couldn't have asked for better. Right. And you have people just enthralled by it. That's why when I look at the NBA, the NHL, and Major League Baseball, now Major League Baseball is a little more problematic because that's one thing about the NFL. Like, right away, you know that Quinion Mitchell has a chance not only to play, but he may have a chance to start right out of the gate, right? Cooper DeJean is going to play. I'll tell you, the pick further down I really liked in terms of a value pick on the third day of the draft. When they got Will Shipley, I went, wow, now they're on their game. That's a great pick. It's amazing. So Major League Baseball, the problem is you have, like, Paul Skenes is the first overall pick last year. He's still in the minors. Henry Davis was in the minors a couple of years. Altoona, Indianapolis finally got up last year. Right? It just takes longer for Major League Baseball drafted players to get there. But what's to keep Rob Manfred from saying, hey, you know what, this year we're going to do the Major League Baseball draft, and we're going to do it at Fenway Park. And next year, we're going to do the Major League Baseball draft, and we're going to do it outside at Wrigley Field. And we're going to have the Major League Baseball draft next year at the home of the world champion Texas Rangers. Or we're going to have the Major League Baseball draft this year at Yankee Stadium. or at the Vet or at PNC Park, whatever, and make it an outdoor festival event. Now, it wouldn't draw the same numbers, but the one thing that the NBA, the NHL, and Major League Baseball have in their favor is their drafts, even though the NBA and the NHL are, quote, winter sports, their drafts take place in the summer. Weather's great. You could turn it into a festival. Have fun. I mean, Pittsburgh's probably going to get the NFL draft in 2026. Next year, it's Green Bay.
I think that's a great idea. I think you have to like your sport to decide to do something like that, and I'm not sure Rob Manfred likes his sport.
Oh, I agree with you. Oh, I agree with you.
The basketball does a little better job with it, but yeah, I think the baseball would benefit for that. They've done a little better job doing it in Secaucus the last couple of years on Major League Net, on MLB Network, but
it's sterile in a studio.
Yeah,
I'm talking about generating, just excitement over it, having a crowd there. The NBA's expanding to 2 days this year, 2 nights. Well, okay, when you watch an NBA game and they show Bucks Plaza, right? And all those people are jumping up and down screaming. At a playoff game. I know it's a playoff game and not, you know, the draft. But who's to say you can't go out and do that at Bucks Plaza? Go out and do that in Phoenix. Well, I don't know. Phoenix may be too hot. All right. But who's to say you can't do that in Philadelphia? And have like a fan fest down in Philadelphia for the NBA draft. Outdoors. Outside of Wells Fargo Arena. Down in that area. You know, and make sure you're not conflicting with it with a Phillies game, right? But that's in the NHL the same thing. I mean, you watch like the Toronto Maple Leafs score a goal when they're on the road, and what does TNT, ESPN, what do they do right away? They cut the, I don't know, is it called Maple Leaf Plaza, whatever it's called? They'll cut there, and the fans are all outside jumping up and down watching the game on a TV. Winnipeg, same thing. Who's saying you can't put the NHL draft outside in an atmosphere like that? Just to add a little pizzazz to it.
These seem like such simple ideas, I can't believe that they actually haven't done them. I mean, you think we live in such a copycat world, you'd think they'd be watching that NFL draft and trying to come up with ways to get to that point.
But you know what's interesting about that? Let's do this from an NBA point of view. The NBA is always considered by many to be, quote, the progressive league, right?
Yeah, for the most part.
Yeah. Except they aren't. Right? They aren't. Right? Who got into Vegas and Seattle before the NBA has?
Hockey.
The NHL. Right? Okay, you would figure if there's any league that would have gone into Vegas first, it would have been the NBA. Yet they're going to end up fourth. NHL went there first. The NFL went there second. College basketball's in there as well. Right, Major League Baseball is about to go there. The NBA, no commitment. Right, draft. Oh, we're going to go to 2 nights. Yeah, the second night's like, I mean, look, I was interested in the second night last year for obvious reasons. Right, because Jalen Pickett and Seth Lundy, I knew were going to get picked. Okay, so for a Penn State basketball fan, that never happens. And it happened. That's great. And but they're going to do it 2 nights. Why can't they do it outside and generate some excitement instead of doing it inside a sterile arena?
Maybe they don't want those suits to get ruined.
Man. Good point, Todd. I will give you props on that. But like the NFL does this, and it's just so interesting that the Progressive League, they're behind on everything. They're behind in how to do the draft. They're behind on expansion. They're behind on markets that they're in. It's stunning. Sure, are they ahead internationally? No question. No question.
They're finally getting, it looks like they're finally getting a streaming too.
Yeah. 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 It looks like that's exactly the direction they're going to go in. That's where you are. That's where they are with this. But the NFL takes nothing. Right? Essentially, this is what you are taking. You are taking something where a guy walks up to a podium with a card, reads the card, hugs the guy, and leaves. Okay. Yeah.
And then the other 2 days, it's just reading the card.
Yeah. That's all they do. And people watch it in droves. I love it. Give them credit. That's all it is. Now, we're going to get the respective drafts in a moment. But the Ravens drafted great. The Eagles had a tremendous draft.
Look at all the trades Howie made.
Yeah, like the first round trade he made, that was brilliant. Oh, wait, he didn't make a trade. Just like it just fell to him. Good. Okay. Good.
Look at all the trades.
I don't know. Nobody has any idea if any of them are going to work out, but they're all jumping up and down. So I love Eagle fans. I love them.
Oh, yeah. It's like, hey, guys, slow down. Just slow down.
Say it worked out pretty perfectly for the Steelers, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, and the Steelers had a great draft, I thought. But here's the one I love from Eagle fans. This is the one I love more than anything else. All right, just to let you know that little brother syndrome lives in Philadelphia, and you do act like little brother. You've been the better franchise for 20 years, and you still act like you're the little brother. Look at the job the Eagles did. Look at what the Cowboys did. Who cares what the Cowboys did? They're not relevant to you anymore, except you play them twice a year. You're better. You're better. You got the better quarterback, the better depth, the better team. Man, you got bigger fish to fry than the Dallas Cowboys. And I love when I hear Eagle fans, look, oh, yeah, we outdrafted the Cowboys. Good for you. You're better. Little brother lives. Oh, my goodness. Quite the crew you got down there. Quite the crew. And the king of it's on tomorrow.
Yeah. I think he might be still a little wound up about yesterday afternoon more than the Eagles yet.
Well, yesterday afternoon is going to be in a couple of parts here. So we're going to talk about that in a few moments. Opening half hour brought to you by our great friends at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Party time, game time, or just fun time. Doesn't matter what time it is, because it's Brewers Outlet time. The Beverage Supermarket has the area's largest beer selection. Imports, microbrews, ciders, and domestics. Pick from over 100 ice-cold 12-packs and dozens of 24-ounce singles. Soda, snacks, hot sauces, fresh roasted peanuts. Make it one-stop party shopping, and don't forget the pickle bar. So whatever you're celebrating or just doing it up, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, wants to see you. And thank you for your years of patronage.
Spring has sprung, and it's time to dust off those insurance policies. For over 100 years, the Purdy Insurance Agency has been protecting families and businesses of the greater Susquehanna Valley and beyond. With the experience of our trained and knowledgeable staff, you can rest assured that your needs will be evaluated and met by some of the industry's best representatives. No matter what your insurance needs are, call Purdy Insurance today at 570-286-5855 or visit our website at purdyinsurance.com to see what we can do for you.
Bringing you an in-depth look at Penn State sports and more. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. The Steve Jones Show is presented by Sunbury Motor Company, Purdy Insurance, Brewers Outlet, and NIL Game Changers. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Steve Jones Show here on News Radio 1070 WKOK. This half hour sponsored by NIL Game Changers, NILGameChangers.org for your students and or your businesses. NIL Game Changer. So yesterday afternoon was a little depressing if you're a Sixers fan. I think you could probably stick a fork into the Sixers at this point. If you had any hope, I want to go to, there was a point in the third quarter where it was 7 points, I think it was, and Joel Embiid, I think, woke up Jalen Brunson. That was probably the biggest mistake of the series. It's a little bit of a cheap shot as somebody that used to play in the middle. I might have stuck my hip out like that once in a while on the screen or an elbow or a little bit as somebody was running by, but, you know, it happens sometimes, but you know, Jalen Brunson, rightly so, took a little bit of offense to it, and it seemed to wake him up. And you know, the Sixers, after playing him so well defensively for most of the series, just had no answer for him in the back half of the second half. I think he ended up with the Knicks playoff record in points with 47, breaking Bernard King's record. I believe he set in 1983 or something. It was a while ago, let's put it that way. And, you know, I hate to say this, but I think, you know, between that little bit of a cheap shot and just how many Knicks fans were in the Wells Fargo Arena yesterday. My brother's a big Sixers fan, and he and I had a couple conversations by text yesterday. It just was kind of embarrassing for them, you know, that's when Jalen Brunson and the Knicks plays are getting just as big as reaction as the Sixers are in Philadelphia, then you know something's a little bit iffy going on at the Wells Fargo Center yesterday. Besides on the court, I guess, obviously. And now, you know, it brings up some interesting questions as we head into the off season. You know, we talked a lot. You know, I said something last week about, you know, with Embiid's injury history, just, you know, coming up small in the playoffs for the most part. I just wonder if it's time, you know, to kind of reconfigure things with the Sixers, you know, with the salary cap, with the wide open salary cap right now, getting rid of Harden, and they have some ability to make some moves in the offseason. I guess it's just a matter of who's there and kind of what they can do. And, you know, is it worth getting rid of Embiid at this point? Does he bring back what he's worth at this point? I don't know if he does, just with his injury history. And the other part, you know, and now you're going to have to win three in a row now if you're going to win. I think that's pretty much not in the realm of possibilities. Nobody's ever come back from a 3-0 deficit in the NBA after in a best-of-seven series, and I don't see the Sixers being the team to all of a sudden put it together over the next 7 days to beat this Knicks team three times. I think the biggest issue is they just can't get the offensive rebounding solved. I mean, you saw it again and again in the late game yesterday. I think there was a possession where the Knicks got four offensive rebounds. Now, they ended up not making any of the baskets at all, and the Sixers did end up holding them scoreless, but it's just, I mean, if you've played any kind of competitive basketball, you know, just repeated shots at the basket is just not good. It's disheartening when you defend well and you give up the offensive rebound, and it's even more disheartening, I guess, when you give it up three times in a row, right? But, you know, in the end, though, I think the Knicks, it's going to be interesting to see how the Knicks advance the rest of the way. You know, it looks like Indiana's going to beat Milwaukee. You know, we'll just call him Giannis. He's supposed to come back, I believe, for the next game. We'll see how hurt Dame is. I think that's their only shot if those two are able to come back and be 80% together, maybe. But Indiana's playing real well right now. You got to think Boston's the favorite at this point, but you got to wonder if this Knicks team has enough to at least get into the finals. I don't think, you know, I guess Boston probably has a decent shot at them, but until I'm convinced otherwise, it's going to be hard for me to pick against Denver in the NBA Finals. But I do want to see how this Knicks team matches up the rest of the playoffs against the rest of the Eastern Conference. I think they've proven in this series that they have enough depth, they have the rebounding. I don't know if the scoring's there right now, but you know, if Brunson gets back on track, you know, they have a real shot at getting into a final if they could play this well throughout the playoffs, and obviously that's a big if. And I also wonder how the Sixers bounce back, I guess is the word. I mean, this is five straight tough playoff losses for the Sixers, five straight disappointing endings. You know, this is a team that before Embiid got hurt in January out in California really thought it had a shot at, if not the two seed, the one seed, if the Celtics would have faltered a little bit at the end of the season. And now they're sitting at the seventh seed, down 3-1 to the Knicks team, you know, facing another playoff elimination once again. And now, you know, what's the psyche of this team? What's the psyche of the organization right now? I don't know if you got a chance to stay up late last night either. And the other team I've kind of been impressed by lately is the Timberwolves. Now, I know, you know, it's never good. I believe the game was over last night at 12:30, and when I got up this morning with my daughter, the story was already on the Athletic on what went wrong with the Sun season. So obviously there were some problems in Phoenix, but Minnesota's been pretty impressive, and I've been really impressed with Anthony Edwards. I knew he was good. I'm not sure I realized he was this good, and he's one of those guys that, if you go back to that draft, you know, he was the number one pick, and it was one of those drafts, you know, nobody knew who was going to, it was kind of like this year, 2024, there was a group of four or five guys that people thought could possibly be the top pick that season. Nobody was really convinced that any one of them would be the best player, you know, and he was a little, let's be honest, he came out after his freshman year, and he was a little immature, and it didn't look like it was going to work out. And over, I would probably say midway through last season through now, he's just been a completely different player. And, you know, there was a sequence last night where I think he only had 7 points in the first half and ended up with 30-some in the second half and 37 overall. But there was a sequence in the fourth quarter where Phoenix had made a little run and had rallied to tie it at 104, and he went down, hit a three. Devin Booker had a free, well, we thought he had a free lane to the basket, and Edwards blocked his shot and then kind of clinched the game. He drove from the left wing and dunked on Kevin Durant, and that was the end of the game. You know, the Suns turned the ball over, I think, the next two times down the court, and the Timberwolves were able to close them out. And that's another team I'm interested to see. You know, they're the three seed, I believe, and kind of like Oklahoma City, I don't think people give them a lot of shot just because of their playoff inexperience. And I kind of feel the same way. I've never been sold on Karl Anthony Towns as being a number one player. But I think this is Anthony Edwards' team right now. And, you know, I'm interested to see. He's going to have to put them on his back to get them to, you know, to get them through these next two rounds to pull off the upset to maybe beat a Denver. So it's going to be interesting to see how he handles that. Well, why don't we take a quick break here? We'll take our break. You're listening to the Steve Jones here on News Radio 1070 WKOK. This half hour is sponsored by NIL Game Changers, NILGameChangers.org.
When car repairs get difficult.
Well, I just don't know.
Me neither.
We get good. Sunbury Motors. More than quality new and used cars, Sunbury Motors specializes in complicated auto repair diagnosis. They can handle intricate repairs and even complete auto body with service open Monday through Friday, 7 till 4. And Sunbury Motors has made simple repairs easy. Maintaining your vehicle is necessary. Finding the time to do it is difficult. Welcome to Sunbury Motors Quick Lane. Just walk in or call ahead. Relax in their remodeled waiting room with Wi-Fi, beverages, and snacks. While Sunbury Motors factory trained techs take care of your oil change, tire alignments, brakes, and inspections. Quick Lane, 6:30 to 6, Monday through Friday, Saturday, 6:30 till 2. Sunbury Motors, Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. We take the out of auto repair.
You want a unique way to display your brand. You need a team of seasoned experts to work with. You want to reach customers who buy. You want NIL Game Changers, a versatile consulting agency powered by former student athletes and coaches who work as NIL sports agents. NIL Game Changers will help you build powerful relationships with customers through compelling stories, with student athlete influencers as your leading edge. Finally, we'll equip you with the right media to drive your success home. NILGameChangers.org, building meaningful relationships with your customers.
So Knicks fans invade Philadelphia. You can't even support your own team. It's back to that little brother thing. Just joking about this one.
I couldn't believe how many Knicks fans were there.
But again, this is actually the franchise's fault. They're taking tickets as a franchise, and they're putting them out on the market, all right? The market, right? To sell them at higher prices. And they don't care who buys them. The entire point of having, okay? The entire point of having home games is to have your fans there. That's what it's about. That's what it's all about. And to do this, this is the franchise's fault. It's not the fans' fault. Remember, what was it, 10 years ago, the Sixers were selling their tickets for $8? Right?
Yes.
Something like that. You know, now these tickets are through the roof. Right, they're through the roof. And that's what, if you sit there and you look at this, right? You know, it's the franchise that's doing this. They're actually the ones putting the tickets out on the market like that. And Knicks fans saw that. They bought them up in droves. Okay. Well, great. I'm glad you did. I mean, you know, you're anxious to see your team play. Plus, let's face it, people are a little down in Philadelphia right now. Okay. I mean, that part I do get. So that part I get. But this is the franchise doing it. It's not the fans. The Knicks fans are the ones that bought them, but they also bought them. They're overpriced. I mean, it's absurd.
Well, they certainly got their money's worth.
Yeah. Yeah. It's crazy.
I mean, if I didn't realize that, I missed that. I didn't realize that's what they did. But
yeah.
1:30 tip in Philadelphia, of course the New York Knicks fans are going to buy them. It's, what is it, a 2-hour drive maybe?
Yeah, it's nothing. And you're sitting there at home. It's a home game. And you, it felt like they were in Madison Square Garden.
Jalen Brunson must have thought he was back on campus at Villanova. He's getting cheered
right.
so much.
I know, exactly. Brunson, DiVincenzo, Hart. Yeah, I'm sure it felt like that to all of them. And that's... You know, that to me is... Sorry, that doesn't work.
I wonder if they learn a lesson from it.
Well, they pocketed the money.
Well, I know they don't care in that reason, but the players seem pretty upset by it, like yesterday, too.
Yeah. Well, they should be. That's their home court. And, you know, and that's their home court. And they're sitting there on their home court, and they feel like they're in at best a neutral court.
It sounded like a Chargers home game.
Yeah, I know.
Everybody there rooting for the opponent.
Exactly. And then, you know, I mean, look, the Knicks made a lot of big plays. And there's no question Embiid's playing hurt. I've got that. The Bell's palsy thing threw me for a loop the other day. I said, you got to be kidding me, really? I mean, this guy's endured a lot during the course of his life and his career. Now he's got to do this?
I'm not sure I ever heard a person that young having to deal with it.
No, I have. No, actually I have. I actually have heard of young people getting it. And it's really, especially for a young person, it's hard for anybody of any age because it slumps your face. It, you know, you're like, holy, you know, mackerel, what the heck's going on here? And it's hard for people to go through it. It's very difficult. And
he's very unlucky health-wise.
Yeah, he has been. I mean, even going back to college, even his first 2 years in the NBA, he has not had what you would call great luck physically. He has a lot of great physical gifts. There's no getting around it. A lot of great physical gifts.
I'm beginning to think the human body is not ready, isn't ready to handle that kind of athleticism in a 300-pound body. I think that's kind of the same. It's kind of the same deal with the major league pitchers. The human body. There's limits to the human body, and I think some people are reaching them at this point.
Yeah, it's possible. Look, you're talking about 7'2". How much does Joel weigh?
I think they list him at 285, but there's no
285.
Way.
285. So no just way. Let's just round it to 300.
Yeah.
Okay? 7'2", 300 pounds, just as a rounding up. I'm not trying to say, because he's not fat. I mean, not by a billion miles. And the... I mean, this poor guy sits there and does this thing. And he's doing, you know, like, he played all 12 minutes of the fourth quarter. But you know how they kept giving him breaks, but they don't have anybody that's competent enough to back him up properly. The Knicks were going with their third string center in the fourth quarter. And they handled him because he's giving it everything he has, but he's hurt. And there's a big difference.
I was going to say, there was a play late in the fourth quarter where he drove, and you kind of expected him to dunk it, and he kind of did this weird Euro step, barely got off the ground, and hit it off the bottom of the rim, and I was like, oh, no. Yeah, he's not healthy.
Yeah, at all. I mean, you could just, at all. And it makes a big difference in his level of play. I mean, golly, it's just hard to watch because he's a quality player. He's giving it everything he has. But the problem is, in this, quote, process that the Sixers went through, he's the only one they got. He's it. He's the only one they got in the process. That's it. And normally, here's where the difference in home court and home ice comes into play, whether it's the NBA's playoffs or the Stanley Cup playoffs. It's not the stars. They're stars because they perform well everywhere. Okay? Okay? And no matter what, they play well, no matter what. It's the role players. They play exponentially better at home than they do on the road. And then yesterday, they didn't have that. Tobias Harris has been in the witness protection program. Has not been good. Has not been good.
I'd rather not see him. I'd rather he be actually be in the witness protection program.
Oh, you're just so cruel. I mean, you spent so much time in the corner office trying to suck up to keep your job. You're starting to talk like him.
I know. I think this all goes back to not picking Jimmy Butler.
They should have kept him. I never once understood that.
Nope.
It made no sense to me. Now, I would have to be around the team every day to know whether he was a good influence, a bad influence, something. I don't know. I'd have to be around it every day to know. So I'm not going to sit here and pretend I do, because I don't. But goodness gracious. They don't have enough other people. I think Maxey's playing like his name. I think he's playing to the max. But everybody else, Oubre is a perfect example. Played a beautiful game yesterday at home. He ain't going to play that way on the road. You got to remember, this is the same organization that drafted Mikal Bridges and traded him for what? Wells of Texas Tech. Like, the second they made the trade, I called up Dick and Girardi. It was like, what are they doing? I said, well, he's never going to play in the league. And guess what? He hasn't.
I don't even remember. I remember trading Mikal Bridges, but I didn't even remember who they got for him.
Yeah, exactly. Welcome. Welcome to another edition of Sixers Basketball. But, you know, the team is the one that, yeah.
I didn't see much of the first half. I was out doing stuff, but I watched most of the second half, and it's just stunning to me how many Knicks fans were there.
Yeah, I know. And this happens a lot in baseball. For years, Baltimore was a lot like this in baseball. If the Phillies played the Orioles, the Phillies came down, fans came down in droves. The Yankee fans went to Baltimore in droves. I went to a Red Sox